Michael, we're up to Simon Tov Chav Beis, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Arvis Shachris Mincha Mispal Yud Ches Brachis for Omer Yalav Yovo Beritzei. From Mariv Shachris and Mincha, we say a regular weekday Shmon Esra and Rish Chodesh, and we say Yalav Yovo and Ritzei. Vin Lo Omro Ba Arvis Ein Machziren Oso. At night, you don't say it over if you skipped it. Vezamot Mshiyizkar She'ina Ola Shnizkar. So he sends us to where he says that once you said v'sechazena, you should not go over again. Bein shvish chodesh yom echod, bein shem shnei yom ipnei she'in makat shem es hachodesh balayla. Since there was no kiddush hachodesh balayla, you never know for sure. Since they were not makadesh the chodesh balayla, so memele it's not a zman that one has to say yala v'yavo, and it's not li'kuva. And if one didn't say it for Shachris and Mincha, then he has to go back. With regard to the shots, so we already learned way back when that he's Somachan Musif. Even in Mariv, where one doesn't, it's not Likuva, one doesn't have to go over again, the Shliach Tzibur is allowed to announce, means the Chazan is allowed, the Gaba is allowed to announce Yalav Yavo, and it's not considered a Hefsik. Now, what's with regard to a yochid that left out Yalav Yavo and Davin Musif? So there's a Knesset Zagdola who says that after someone Davin Musif, there's no need to say Shachris over again because he didn't say Yalav Yavo. But that's only for Musif, because Musif has some Shaychas to Shachris. But let's say someone Davin Mincha already and realize it, then he does have to say it over again. Now, the Shiurei Bracha that the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Rashba writes that a Yochid does go back even though he davened Musaf already, and the Morik Tziya makes a Pshara and he says that you should say it Al Tanai, that if you're Yotza with Musaf, then you want this Tefillah to be in a Dove, and if not, then you're saying this as your Shachris. Now, if somebody remembered in the Gimel Rishonis of Musaf that he did not say Yalav Yavo and Shachris, he should switch, and instead of davening Musaf, should continue with Shachris. Now, what happens if someone said Baruch Ata Hashem of Amachzu Shenoso Letzion? He should say Lamdeinu Chukecha. Whereas, V'nizkar Kodem Sheyizchel Modem, Omer B'makom Sheyizkar. If before Modem, he should say where he remembers. V'mlo Nizkar Adachar Sheyizchel Modem, if he didn't remember till after he started Modem, Im Nizkar Kodem Sheyishlem Tfiloso, if he remembered before he finished his tefillah, Chozer L'Ritzei, then he goes back to Ritzei. That is because the last three brachas are considered like one. Vimlo nisker ache hishlem tfiloso, whereas if he already finished his Shemone Esrei, so the halachi is chozel arosh, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemone Esrei, he has to daven over again. Vimu roga lomer tachnunim achar tfiloso, what if he normally says tachnunim like a lakaina tzara after his tfilah? Vinisker achar sheishlem tfiloso kodom shiaka raglov. And he remembered before he finished his tachnunim. The siyaka raglov is lavdavka. If he finished and he was mesir das mishmon esrei, but didn't say, wasn't oka raglov, it doesn't make a difference. But if he normally says a lakai netzor, and he remembered in a lakai netzor, then he can go back to ritzei. This is whether you say yula rotzen before lakai netzor or not. Hagavim usafikim hiskirim lav ein tzorech lauso. The Ramos shita is that a suffik doesn't go back. The reason why the Ramah holds that is because you say Yalav Yavo at least every 30 days, so you consider that you have a chazaka that you remember it. Rov Achronim are cholik with the Ramah, and they say that people, if a stama person does not say Yalav Yavo, and as a result of it, they say that you would have to go back. However, if you would intend it on saying Yalav Yavo, and you remembered only a long time later that you're not sure if you said it, there, you would, that suffix, they say that the chazok is you said it. But let's say you were mistopic immediately, even though you were planning on saying it, the halach is that you would have to daven over again the suffix because we don't have a chazokah that you said it.